Blue 32! Blue 32! Set!
Hello and welcome to another special edition of the Greg Man. It's the NFL time, which means we are bringing you once again our second annual NFL preview. And I'm joined, as always, by our resident MVP, Al Michaels in Nashville, and the Cowboy, Dandy Don Meredith.
Wow.
Yes. So you already know where that leaves me.
Wow.
Look at the monkey go.
Well, we're going to forecast each division in each conference, our playoff predictions, our picks to win the Super Bowl with a little bit of fantasy and gambling mixed in for good measure. Please note, as always, that none of our comments regarding gambling are to be considered advice for you to follow. If you have a gambling problem, please seek help. However, we are not the place to get that help.
Nah,
matter of fact, can't even help ourselves.
Some help, I was about to say, if you find some help, leave it in the comments for us.
Let's go ahead and have more fun
as we forecast both the AFC and the NFC South. So I'm going to take it away. Who's first?
Oh man, this might be an uglier show than than we intended, but that ain't our fault. Like, that's just the way the cards crumble sometimes. Some directions ain't what they should be. So let's go ahead and kick this off with the AFC South on this one. So this division is but we'll get it cracking though.
Dry heave division. Yes.
Man. But whatever division, there's always some highlights and some lowlights.
Might get a little bile out of there. That's about.
So since we already on the ugly tones, let's go ahead, Paul. Right. What you got for the AFC South, man?
Wow. Well, I got a little sunshine.
We do got a little sunshine.
I think everybody's sunshine. Going that way.
I got a little sunshine. Now, I like the big ugly up around the corner from you.
Yeah.
I love that. But you know, in this league, it's about who's taking the snaps. And as much as I like Tannehill, that we beat him up over the years, you know. But he's a steady guy. He's a solid quarterback. He's much like Andy Dalton, but with talent. That's how I see. Yeah. Wow. That was a groaner right there. Yeah. Yeah. Fitzpatrick.
It's too soon, man.
Man.
We ain't Andy got to Dalton. That division yet, but go ahead.
He's Andy Dalton with talent. Man. Well, Andy Dalton is in the division we going to deal with.
I know. That's what I said. We ain't even got that. You just punching that man. Yeah. We ain't
he's
even
Andy Dalton yet. With talent. And I like the kid. And he's got the running back. And I like Vrabel. Like, who doesn't like Vrabel?
Yeah,
especially if you're from Ohio.
Yeah.
If you're from Ohio and you walk into a bar and you see Mike Vrabel, you're going to buy him a beer.
Respect, cuz. Yeah.
Him and Fickell. Both of them.
Right.
You know, but I like sunshine. I think, you know, we all been waiting on sunshine to get it done. We've been waiting on sunshine since he was a freshman.
Clemson, yeah.
Yep, and he's finally gotten over the hump, and he got rid of Herb.
That is huge.
Yeah,
him getting rid of Herb was probably
everything. No, ain't no probably. Like he went from like he's Richie.
He went from Justin Fields to Justin Herbert.
Yes, he went Richie Kotite bad. That's Urban Meyer. Like he was on that level of bad, And I'm not even talking about his football mind, because, I mean, Rich Coach, like, he wasn't an awful football mind. Oh. He just had none of the intangibles. Mm-hmm. And he literally upgraded to a man who not only played the position at the pro level, won, but he won as a head coach. Like, mm-hmm. he upgraded, like you said, that example of going from, what is it, Fields to Herbert? That's... Mm-hmm. that is a great
He became, like, he went from having to be the only adult in the room to just being part of the room. Like, when Urban was there, Jesus Christ, like, he literally it couldn't have gone worse, like, for real. Like, yeah. I mean, I know you mentioned
the man before. Didn't come home after Thursday night football, said, y'all go without me, I'm gonna go up here to this restaurant in Columbus and get caught up in some shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how far off track you got to be to make Tim Tebow cry on national television? Like, you disappointed Jesus's favored son. Like, that is, it was just awful. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. outside of when
Tim Tebow can't defend you,
man, and he's find sunshine. Like, he find the rainbow and everything, like, everything. but yeah, no, I dig it though. But I just think, that was so bad. I'm gonna let you talk, Billy, but that was just so bad. Like, I can't, mm-hmm. I can't let us talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars and not bring up how bad Urban Meyer was.
Urban Meyer
was like, yeah, as a total, like, and between the
Cowherd had the guy on yesterday or the day before, and was asking him about Deion and whoop de whoop and realignment, and I'm like, why are we still talking to this guy?
Well, like, it's the middle of the summer and don't nobody else want. Yeah,
but as a human, like, I'm just talking about as a human.
Like, why are we still talking to this guy? Why?
You know what? And with that, shout out to OJ Simpson for that video I showed y'all the other day, where OJ Simpson was comparing himself to my man out with the Raiders.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, shout out to people who are tone deaf and don't realize that they really need to go take multiple seats. Mm-hmm. With that, I honestly, and this is just me, not only is the AFC South the most boring and inconsequential.
I didn't even mention the Colts. Did y'all?
I'm going there, right? I'll say it like this. I think they're the most predictable division. I think they're the easiest to sum up. Not because I think that it's just going to go the way it went last year. Here's what I honestly think. I personally think that the Titans are going to show that last year was a one-off. They're going to win the division. I don't mean easily, but I don't think it's going to be one of those where it's like, everybody's just assuming that the Jaguars
are going to be the quarterback in Nashville.
That's just it.
I know who it ain't going to be.
Well, I think that, here's what I think. I think, and this is to that question.
And that's the thing. I don't even know who the quarterback is for Vrabel, any team other than Jacksonville.
Vrabel has shown, no matter what you think of him, Vrabel has shown the ability to coach
I don't think
that Ryan Tannehill is terrible. I think that I think he is what, I mean, he's, you know, what Cincinnati Bengals understood Andy Dalton to be.
Like,
he was just good enough to get you double digit wins and not be able to overcome in big moments. He cannot carry you in a big moment, right? You really have to get a lot around him. I think the Titans are motivated. And I also think that they lost a lot of games that were uncharacteristic for them to lose last year. I think they'll get back on track. I kind of see them, obviously them and the Jaguars are going to be tugging for the division. I think that the Jags are everybody's kind of darling and next, like, they're the next man up kind of thing. I don't know that they're just going to get past the Titans. I think the Titans are going to have something to say about that. I actually just, spoiler, I believe they're going to win a division. I think when it comes to the Colts, I think, and nobody's going to like me say that, I kind of get Achilles Smith vibes from this dude. I don't think that he is good. Because
he's a dog.
No, what I'm saying is football, the reps matter, right? Taking snaps matter.
And I think did it in the South. Achilles Smith did it out West. And
I just, I'm not saying it's a great parallel.
Lived in the South and lived out West. I can tell you there's different.
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying.
He played to the highest level.
And this is where our resident Eagle is going to be offended. I think they made a bad hire.
Wow.
What's his name? What's the dude's name? The coach they hired that was the coordinator out in Philly.
He knows. Go ahead, speak your name.
I'm waiting.
I was actually thrown off because he was. I was waiting to hear like you was gonna say something about Jalen Hurts or something like that.
I'm saying I think hiring the coordinator. Frankly, I have zero confidence.
Reich is good Reich, coach. Isn't it?
Not Reich. Reich is gone. Reich is in Carolina.
Carolina.
Yeah,
we're gonna get to Reich's team in a second.
Calm down, Carolina jersey. We got you. But I'm saying they hired the offensive coordinator from the Eagles in the offseason. Their new head coach, right?
I thought Peterson was down in Jacksonville.
No, Peterson was the head coach.
You all over the place.
I'm all over the place.
Man, listen. What I'm saying, bottom line is, I think that just like Achilles Smith, Steichen, that was his name.
Shane Steichen. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
What I'm saying is, I honestly
I was enjoying Paul just bringing up all the old people. Like, yo, right. Buddy Ryan is there now.
No,
about to bring up Ray Rose in a minute.
Right, I know, right?
Messing with me.
Did they trade Mike Quick in the offseason? But no, what I'm saying is I don't believe Steichen is going to provide them. I think there's a lot of fool's gold there.
Okay.
I could be totally wrong. He could, you know, but I think he's I'll put it to you this way. It's a lot like when you bring in these young coaches that kind of get that label as a reformer, or they're going to change things, or really a lot of times these owners are just very lazy. And we dog Jerry Jones and Mike Brown and people like that we're familiar with. I think that Irsay is kind of lazy and he just went with what looked good at the moment. Okay.
And, all the time.
Or drunk or whatever. But my point is, he's stating it. I'm only saying that I personally didn't like the hire. I didn't really care for the hire. And I don't think they're going to be, I frankly don't have any confidence. The Colts have yet to since Caldwell left, since he left the 317 area code.
Okay.
Nobody has been able to develop a quarterback in the state of Indiana. Like, well, we just need to call it what it is. That's my point. They
draft great.
They drafted Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck right behind him.
And then we got this kid now.
And my point is, you have to be able to develop these people. And I know that's the reason why they brought Steichen in. I just don't think Steichen is actually I don't think he's really responsible for the leap that we saw that they kind of giving him credit for with Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is just Jalen Hurts.
Well, you have to let people coach you.
Yeah.
We'll see. Either way, I have no confidence in them. And you'll notice I didn't say anything about the Houston Texans. It's because I think that they're going to make some growth and development. I actually like that hire. I like Ryan's better than the second hire.
Get his name right.
Can you get his
name right? He already going to be picking top three in the draft.
Get
his name
right. What I'm saying is, I like everything. I like everything around the Houston Texans and what they've done, coaching, players, drafting, everything. Much like I would have liked what Jacksonville did if Urban Meyer wasn't a dumpster fire. Like, I feel like the Texans are three good seasons away from being a whole monster of a problem because I really do believe that their quarterback situation. I don't know what people wanted to see out of that boy at Ohio State. There's literally nothing else he could have done to be more impressive.
It's other not than his he just fault, wasn't. But he's the new David Carr.
David Carr wasn't bad. He had horrible coaching.
I didn't. Again, I said what I said. I didn't insult the boy. Like right. You act like I insulted the boy. I mean, you about right. to defend him? I'll say David Carr wasn't bad.
No, when I what I'm
you're
no, no, no,
absolutely
no, no, no.
right, bro. Only thing David I'm, Carr yeah. was not bad, but he got the hell beat out of him.
And that's what I'm saying. It's
and that's
one
what's
going
to happen to CJ Stroud. He's going to get the hell beat out of him. Did you see? Like, thing, did you bro. See the game?
Well, they were yeah. missing three offensive linemen.
I was getting ready to say, not only that, though, too.
They're always going to be missing three offensive
yeah,
linemen.
Yeah, but here's the thing. David Carr was not as big a man as Stroud is. Unless I'm getting
probably
it wrong.
Wasn't as tough either.
Huh?
I said he probably wasn't as tough either, and none of that shit matters.
Yeah, it does. It may all means a whole lot.
Well,
you serious?
I'm very serious.
Slipped on your neck. It don't matter how tough you
have
are.
You,
bro.
Have you watched Bengals over the past three seasons? Toughness actually does count for something.
Joe Burrow ain't ever had to be tough.
All right.
And every
time
we're
on the AFC South, so right. we'll get to
I'm just there. You go. Good job, Dre. Right, good yeah. job, Dre. Thank you, Dre. Man, get up. We gonna say the AFC North for the last drip. Because we're going to go at it.
We may have to split that into two episodes. Because
we want the same thing.
Right. There's going to be a whole mini
series. Billy and I really
roots.
Both want the Bengals to win the Super Bowl. Like so roots. Bad.
Our AFC like, South. Really, both gonna, it's going to be a seven-part series on FX. Y'all stay tuned.
Say Alex Haley
like,
presents
really
the AFC
the
North.
To win the Super Bowl. Like, don't trip. We do.
Man, so but combined with everything that y'all have said, so I'm just gonna run through them real quick. So we'll start at the dumpster fire that is the Colts. I've already said, mm-hmm. you know, kind of giving you my feelings on that. They will be a top three pick in next year's draft. They are, and part of it is due to Ursay. You got Jonathan Taylor upset.
There you go.
Which
I was about
is,
to say that's
gonna be at least. Right. Anthony Richardson's safety net, but he pissed in the backfield. So good luck
it's
on that.
Ain't no pass pro.
Man. No. The wide receiver situation is still, you know, shaky. Kind of, I mean, like they have some people, like they have mismatched
they got
parts
guys that can make plays.
Yeah, but you gotta have a like you don't have a total, like you don't have a best friend, you don't have a great tight end to help him out. Now you ain't got no running back to help him out.
What did we say last? What did we say when we went through the East? If Eli Apple shows up in Indianapolis, he's not scared.
Yeah,
their receiver group is not much better than the Giants, but they are better than the Giants.
They are better. Like Pittman is, you know, nice. Like they have pieces, but they got like. They got a deep ball guy.
Yeah,
they ain't got no intermediate
Hill,
guy.
Right?
They ain't got no tight end. They got a running back. Like it's a mismatched team.
I've been hungry. You can't. He hungry. He out there trying to make a meal. But that's the point. You can't make a complete meal out of the Indianapolis Colts offense.
Yeah. No. Like, and then the defense,
especially without Taylor.
Right. No. Like that's the porterhouse steak on the plate right there.
You can
that.
At least get away with it if you got that Salisbury steak. But now you're
right
at that.
But and I actually don't think Steichen is it, like I actually think Steichen's gonna be a fine coach. He just ain't got pieces right now. And to be handicapped, like I want to be able to do some of the similar things that you did with the Eagles, and but not to if you're missing Jonathan Taylor out of this, like come on, bro. What we doing with a run pass option at that point? You might as well just go ahead and play the pass or the quarterback and call it a day. Now, as far as the Texans, I actually think the Texans are going. I agree the Texans are going are a ways away. I think they're going to start off slow because CJ Stroud's going to get – he's just going to have to get baptized.
Yeah.
It's going to be necessary.
Baptized is what you call it.
Yeah. He getting baptized.
That's one way.
Somebody going to call it beat up.
Somebody going to dunk him in the water. They're going to dunk him all the way down. And like, but I think by the end of the season, I think that they're actually going to be
– yes.
Like you can see, like oh, I see what they're doing. Like,
I see where it's going. Yep.
So mm-hmm. I got them if
you're
six
right.
and 6-11, something like that. I mean, not like great, but like
they won't
improvement.
Be top five, but they'll be still be top 10-ish.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then we got the Titans and the Jags. Now the Titans, the Titans are going to be what the Titans are. Like last year was it was an aberration, but it was based on quarterback play. Ryan Tannehill in, out, whatever. And they it's still to this day, the goofiest trade ever was the AJ Brown trade. So you got a limited quarterback
trade,
It was a trade.
It was wasn't even really a trade.
It was a trade-ish.
Kind of a it was like trade.
It was a trade. It was like an NBA trade, if I'm you know what I'm saying?
But, suicide by trade.
Well, it was like the Eagles got a pick from San Fran. We gave a pick to the Titans for AJ Brown, like, and then paid AJ Brown his money.
It was not like
we didn't come off any like capital. In order
that's
to
what I'm
off.
Saying. It was like an NBA sign and trade.
we gave up a pick because the one, not to get too far in the weeds, but the one thing you don't really want to have is a bunch of first round picks. Like it sounds great on paper, but all of their contracts come up at the same time, and you got to make decisions. Did I develop this person for another team? So we had three first round picks. We gave up one of them. So that's really all that came down to. Now. I do think the Titans are going to be scrappy. Like Jeffrey Simmons is a whole man beast out there. Like the D line is great. The linebackers are okay, but the secondary is still questionable. So that's kind of the Titans' downfall. Like the offense will be the offense. Like they're going to get you in an ugly game, ground and pound, do some things. Tannehill is actually a decent quarterback. The problem with Tannehill is that the last memory we have of him is the game against the Bengals. And I mean, it's a hell of a
open the game up.
Yeah, I mean, when your team sacks the other team's quarterback nine times, you're supposed to win a football game. Like that's just what it comes down to. And he couldn't put like they couldn't generate much of anything. Mm-hmm. And it was mainly quarterback play. So maybe not a big highlight game guy, but he's serviceable in the games where ain't nobody paying attention to. As long as the lights ain't too bright, he's Jimmy Garoppolo. As long as the lights ain't too bright,
Sunday 1 o'clock window.
Yeah,
like I would go Alex Smith personally.
Oh, I'm good with Jimmy that too. Garoppolo. Yeah, I mean, Jimmy has got
some legs.
Yeah,
Garoppolo don't have no legs.
Right. But
he got real legs, like real.
No, he can
legs.
For real run. That's why. Yeah, that's why my face scrunched when you said he's Andy Dalton because I'm like.
He was a receiver in college before he moved.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He can for real run. Like
move.
Yeah. So we got that. But then I think the Jags are the toast of the conference or division, not because, and not that I'm disagreeing with you, Billy, on the things that they have, but the one thing that needs to be talked about more is Calvin Ridley.
Absolutely.
That is the biggest fleece.
That's
in the
X factor. Yeah.
That might be the biggest fleece. And I know you ain't sold, Paul, but Calvin Ridley is a
how
true.
How old is Calvin Ridley?
28, maybe.
You sure?
Yeah, 28, 29. Somewhere
he got that Julio Jones look on his face.
He was a freshman. Julio Jones was a senior.
Like I said,
okay.
So Julio's 33.
You're making my point, bro.
No, let's.
That's exactly why.
The power of the internet. Give me 1 second.
You're making my point. Like Taysom Hill. Taysom
he
Hill is like 35 years old, but he's still running the 4-3.
He is 28 years old.
I get it.
He is 28. That ain't even close to old for
wide
receiver.
Yeah, but he's dog years in football, bro.
Like, not a wide receiver. His dog years in running back.
He's 28 years old, and he's played what, 1.5 seasons?
I was about to say, and he hasn't played in 1.5 seasons.
He hadn't played in 1.5 seasons.
Yeah.
Because he sat out with the –
You pulled it up. How many seasons has he actually played? And he's 28.
Let's go with it. Let's see. Now, give me 1 second.
Not even a full three.
So he was all rookie, blah, 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 second team, all pro. So he got here in 2018. Yeah, so 18, 19,
part of 20.
20.
Oh, yeah. 20.
He sat out 21 and it was suspended for 22. So
he ain't played
three years.
Three and a half years. I agree with you that he's going to be a factor, though.
He's going to be a problem.
You don't add that level weapon. You might need to dress it off.
Can I use two words? Josh Gordon.
No, because he ain't got that kind of problem. He like his thing was he bet a game. He did a super thing.
I was
like,
getting ready to say
he gambled on football.
Was a habitual line stepper who wouldn't come off of actual like an actual.
I'm telling you that Ridley boy is off of some hold back, some sit back, all of that stuff. Like all of the game that you play to get. You see what I'm saying?
But actually, it's funny you bring up Julio Jones. He was the reason Julio Jones was let go from Atlanta. Like, Ridley is that dog. Like, that was the reason they got, I promise you. I'm just, we'll wait.
He got a little brother. He got a brother, too, right?
Yes.
Where he at?
We had to look that up in an alternate universe. But I'm just going to tell you, I mean, this will be one of those moments. Everybody mark this down because this happens a few times a season where they argue. And one or both argue, and I come back and I say, I was right.
I told you, so, sunshine. I've been on sunshine.
But here's the thing. And this
since
is
he what, was what? You know, pause. Since he was like 18. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? I mess with sunshine. That's my guy.
I'll say it like this. My reservations, and this may come as a surprise to most people who pay attention to us. I look at it this way. The Titans are to the Jags what the Ravens are to the Bengals. It's not the individual players. It's not the position group. It's not any one or two matchup. It's the organization. The Titans are going to show up because the Titans are just, as an organization, traditionally, I have a hard time in a coin flip going with the Jags over the Titans. I know the Titans coming back. Just like, I don't care how good the Bengals are, I ain't never going to be comfortable with the Ravens.
The Titans are their own worst enemy just because they always are in every football game and turnovers. Yes. Like how the turnovers happen on the season depends on whether they draft in 15th or 28th. But they ain't never bad. They in that Steelers thing where they ain't never bad enough to get the players that matter. So, let's go ahead and bring up Will Levis just because
their division.
Will Levis, this is the only shout out I'm gonna give him the entire time.
I was waiting for this. Let him go. Just let him go. Don't even put a clock on the kid. Let him go. Get him.
Will Levis is, and I like the hire of Cochran and what they're trying to do in Nashville. But he is starting off with a fail grade on drafting Will Levis, hoping that that's going to turn into something.
The sad part is this the only thing Andre care about in the whole AFC. He don't care. I'm going to tell you right now, America, he don't care about none of this stuff he just talked about.
None of it.
All the conversations about Calvin. This man wake up like old school. He go pick up the paper. Okay? He go pick up the dispatch. Like, let me see what Will Levis did. Oh,
in practice,
he's still trash, huh?
Still trash.
And I can go on with my day.
he looks great though. Will, you got great abs, but as far as throwing the football, Jesus Christ! Like, no, this is not it. Like his inability to be able to read a defense and throw it to the correct person is remedial at best.
He's been waiting all off.
I got a lot to get on my mind when it comes to Will Levis.
He'll be back. Will Levis will come back. Believe that.
It's a terrible pick. Like, and when they were hyping him up to be a top five pick, they are proof positive of the chat that I was like, what the hell is going on in this universe that Will Levis is a top five pick? I'm not understanding how we got here. And I refused to believe, and it was almost like the Titans drafted him like, well, he was supposed to be a first-round pick. He's a bargain, a second round. No, he's a fifth-round pick. You overshot and took him to make him a second-round pick. He is not, I repeat, is not a second-round quarterback. He has a first-round arm. He can throw the hell out of football. That's spectacular. You can throw it 80 yards.
A mile. You can jump. He can jump over a building, but he can't play dead.
He can't. Man, oh, sweet. Bring him in for Hail Marys. That's your guy. That's all he good for is the Hail Mary right now.
I have no idea how personal this just got in like the past 5 minutes. Andre is somewhere. He wrote this stuff down. Like he typed this up back in March. Okay, he typed this whole diatribe up back in March. I can't wait to say this.
It's just
all this training camp stuff that we've been seeing though is just all validation. And as soon as
all validation,
as soon as I saw this stuff on NFL Network, I was like Andre over there at his keyboard right now.
Wait, just wait for those. This is, might come out before the next Titans pre. This is going to come out before the second Titan preseason game. Just reflect on what I'm saying now. This was taped before he's about to make the mess that he's about to make tomorrow. Is all I'm saying. So just wait on it. But Titans fans, don't get your hopes up on this one, dog. He ain't it. He's not him.
No.
So now that I got that off my chest, man, Paul, let's go ahead and do our let's do our four picks and wrap this the AFC South up. Who all you right, got in Aaron, order?
I got Sunshine winning division with 10 games. I got Vrabel right behind him with 8 or 9. And I don't even care about the other two.
I actually have it almost exactly the same. It's a coin flip. The Titans and the Titans and the Jags. I got it at about 10 wins, though. Nobody's winning 14, 13 games.
That's a wrap.
The leap that people think the Jags are going to make it, no. If the Jags win this division, Titans, whoever's going to win it, is going to win it with 10. I think I frankly would give the edge to the Titans. 10 wins, probably both teams, tiebreaker scenario type deal. I do actually think that there might be a faint chance because of some other stuff we haven't gotten to that both of them get in. But I don't think that here's the thing. I think that the Colts, I think the Colts are going to probably struggle to win 3 games this year.
Absolutely.
And I got Houston.
Their emotional dysfunction is
it's gonna bleed
going to disrupt their talent to a point where it's not even going to matter how much
Andre loves to do these predictions. We might be talking about Ursay putting the team up for sale this time next year. I think it's that bad. I'm just putting that out there. I think that bad. And I think that Andre was spot on. I think the third place team will be the Texans. And I think it's going to be one of those, the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks of the season, they're going to look amazing. They're going to cause a team. I haven't looked at the schedule, but they're probably going to be that one team where it's like, dang, they knocked out Cincinnati. They knocked out the Chargers. Buffalo. They knocked somebody, Buffalo.
Yeah.
They're going to be the reason why somebody doesn't win a division and gets knocked out. Because they're going to be that team where it's like, dang, it looked like a win, easy win, week 16. Nah, man, I think they're going to come on late. And that's just because I trust the coaching there. I have no confidence in the Colts from top to bottom. They literally alienated their best offensive weapon for no reason.
None. What's
no reason at all. It's like they just came in there and like kicked him in the face for no reason. That man.
Well, Tennessee did it a year ago.
Yep. They're like,
they fired him immediately. Like right after the Eagles game, they did it. Mm-hmm. They looked and I promise you to this day, I still don't think the owner knew that AJ Brown was on the Eagles until she walked in and was like, what the hell is
right. And
right. Everybody got to go. Like,
and this is why I say that about Ursay, and it's nothing against him. And
I don't care if you put it against him. It is
what I'm saying is I don't want to hear nobody trying to complain, talking about, oh, well, you know, people with mental health stuff and people with addiction. I ain't talking about that. I'm saying that where there's no accountability, I don't care what franchise it is. I don't care what sport it is. That is a very top down thing. Mm-hmm. And even the way that they did Frank Reich, frankly, to me, like no pun intended. Frankly, I feel like the way they did Frank Reich was almost a disservice because I don't think Frank Reich was that bad a coach. I don't think none of that had anything to do with him. It literally had nothing to do with his coaching. It had nothing to do with his style, personality, none of that. I think accountability is hard because it's like you had to build
culture. They had a window, bro.
Yeah. And their culture is
and you're going to take the blame when you don't, when you have to shut the window.
How bad
they had to shut the window.
Well, think about it this way. This is why I put it. How bad, and I don't want it to be bagging on the Colts, because frankly, the Colts, when I'm not rooting for the Bengals, I kind of like the Colts. I kind of want to see the Colts win. My thing is this. It's
because of that blue and white.
Well, there's some of that too.
But they also, got growing up in Cincinnati, we got to see them a lot just because they an hour and a half away.
Well, and I'll just be honest, Eric Dickerson. When I was at St. X High School, I wore number 29 for that.
Oh, reason. How about that this? Shout out to Ashley Ambrose.
Nice. Yes.
Kick it with a homie. Yes. Like, he was a real one.
Yes.
Shout out to Ashley Ambrose.
Wow. That's nice. Anyway, my point is, I'm not
like, Carlton Gray.
I'm not, my point is, I'm not dogging or like taking shots at the Colts because I just like, I love the Colts. But I just find that the lack of accountability throughout the franchise, I think is one of them. You don't have Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck to overcome it anymore. Like, y'all in NFL purgatory. Trust me, as a Bengals fan, I know what I know what purgatory looks like. Okay, I'm very familiar with it intimately.
This is it.
They ain't even got
you there. Purgatory. Okay, they there.
Y'all can't afford purgatory. The price too high.
Purgatory is
that's where the Cowboys is at.
But yeah, so that's my thing. I think it's gonna go. Titans by a tiebreaker over the Jags. 10 wins the division. Mm-hmm. Texans will probably get about 6 or 7 games in there because they're going to get hot late, like Andre said. And I think the Colts are going to be drafting probably number 1, 2, or 3.
All right. So for me, I actually have a little bit more faith in the Jags, like as far as being able to win games. I got them winning a division with 12 wins.
Wow.
I mean, 12-5, I think would be
a lot of wins, though.
It is, but because of the division that they're in, I think they'll split with the Titans and they'll win both games versus Houston. Both games, like, they got 5 wins already built into the damn schedule with both games against the Texans and both games against the Colts.
See, I don't think those Texan games are a gimme, though.
I think they'll be able to beat the Texans on both games there, like, because I think they're actually good. Like, I do think we'll get to my thought on the Texans in a second, but I just think that's what it is the reason, or at least my reasoning behind them being able to get
wins they got built into me in that division. I believe they'll split with everybody else.
Okay. But then I got the Titans coming up in second there with 10 wins. So I mean, I got, you know, it's relative, like 12-5, 11-6 is what I'm saying. I got the Titans with 10 wins. I got the Texans with 6. Now, my thing with let me briefly on the Titans. I think the D-Hop pickup is a solid one. I think them getting rid of Taylor Lewan on tackle and replacing him. Now, they have to find his replacement, but Taylor Lewan was taking up a lot of money and getting abused regularly. So getting him out of there. Now, they've made some missteps on draft. So, like, before Cochran got here. So, my man from Arkansas, the wide receiver, like, he got to stay healthy and get on the field. Their secondary is suspect. Like, there's pieces that they have to fill in that's going to be the gaps there. But because they're the Titans and because they play for variable, and it's just 9-10 wins is where it's at. The Texans, I got them coming on late. I think Minshew coming back, praise Jesus on this one for him beating cancer. Getting a wide receiver there. They got parts. They're just all inexperienced. The offensive line is going to be okay. The defense is going to be okay. But the one thing that, and Lovie doesn't get credit for this, but Lovie built a culture.
Yeah.
Reestablished a culture. The last 8 games of last year, they were pretty much in all of them or winning all of them.
Last minute.
Right. And tricked off some, literally tricked off games. Mm-hmm. So I just think that that heart.
And that's with Davis Mills.
That is what, yes, right.
Yes.
And
But that's kind of the nature of that division as a whole, though.
It is. But like with Stingley on the corner, like I just think they have, they're getting there. But like y'all said, they 3 years away from like being able being, to, they 3 years from away
being from able Jackson. To imagine what they want to implement.
Yeah, I mean, like, you like for this year, they're going to be running plays based on personnel, not on ideal. Like,
and I'll say this:
even they're real evaluating quick. For 3 years.
Well, yes, and I was
before they
say,
can even develop a plan is what I'm saying.
The difference between the Texans and a lot of franchises, and we saw this with O'Brien being there. We even saw it with Lovie. We saw it with Romeo Crennel. They will at least give their coaches some time. Now, the one-off was the black guy who they had a couple years ago. They only had him for like 1 year.
Oh, yeah. They went, well, they went through two black coaches. They went – Lovie only got a year and
– Well, no, Lovie – but the thing about it is Lovie was literally – he was a stopgap hire. My point is right. I think they're going to give Ryan's enough time.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
He's
no,
going to see saying, 3 years.
I don't think – he's not the problem. I'm just saying like as far as being able to get the pieces to match that – to do what you want to be able to do, they're 3 years away from that. Just like Paul said, to be able to develop a plan. Right now, they're going to like literally, they're going to call plays based on the personnel that they currently have. Like, I want to be able to do this, but I don't have the people to be able to do this. So,
for the people who are listening and not watching, Paul does not like CJ Stroud. I said it.
What are you talking about?
Anyway, because we gotta get to the NFC South.
Why would you say that?
And the Colts are just
where does that come from? That's my guy.
The Colts are dysfunctional. In I fact, think that's gonna bleed onto
alleged,
the field.
Like that's my alleged
love child.
Yeah, I've been accused of being his daddy for about 3-4 years now. I'm gonna
say, that's Paul's love child. He's trying to distance himself.
But
no, that's my guy.
But yeah, the Colts are just—I mean, they're just dysfunctional. They are what they are. Yeah. So that they won't be picking number one in the draft. But boy, they're gonna be at number two or three though. Like I will reveal who number one gonna be.
Are we sure?
I don't give a damn what pick. Y'all know who I want. I want my man, 18. I want Bowers
to own every team. He's an all-time player. He's on every team. But yeah, so that's my call. Jags, Jags, Titans, Texans, and
not a whole lot the mess of the Colts. Like, okay.
Yeah. Hut, hut!
So here we are now. We are running up on the NFC South. For those of you who are joining us by streaming platforms and just kind of listening to us on Spotify and stuff like that. One, we want to say thank you for that. We definitely appreciate your contribution to our streaming numbers and all of that. For the people who are watching us on YouTube and Facebook and stuff like that, definitely a big shout out there. But we are ready to go. Why you got that face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those who can see it, this is the face that everybody makes when you get to the NFC South.
This is going to be an ugly talk. Much like the AFC South, we had a lot to say about the AFC South, more than we thought, but there's no emotion in the NFC South except for one player, and we'll let Paul have his moment in the sunshine on that one. But let's go ahead and crack it, man. What's going on, Billy? What you got for the NFC South?
Mostly nothing. I think that this is a division. All jokes aside, here's the thing I will say. I'll say this. I think that there will be one team that might get out of here because they have to, right? Somebody got to win the division.
They have to.
Literally by virtue of the fact they have to. I think that the Panthers came on really strong towards the end last year. I think that they have – I like the coaching move. I like a lot of what they're – doing there. I just don't think it's like four teams that aren't ready. None of them seem to be ready. If that makes sense. It's kind of like how when we were talking about like the Texans or something like that, where it's like, okay, I see what you're doing there. I see what you're putting together. But it's like four teams that happen to be in the same division. I don't believe that Tampa is going to be a real threat to anybody, because I just feel like and a lot of people are going to focus on Baker Mayfield, whether he's enough. I don't think it has anything to do with Baker. I think it's like I mean, Baker or no Baker, I just don't feel like they have enough talent around that team. I kind of feel like the Saints would be more what I would lean to, but a lot of that is just like history. Like, nobody stands out in this division. I'm completely writing out the Falcons. I'm just, and you know, I love Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta.
You ain't gonna be able to go back to Cincinnati.
I'm telling you right now,
Atlanta North.
I'm right. I can't go to none of my homes no more. But I don't believe in any of these teams.
Or if Louisville.
I can't go nowhere. But well, no. What I'll say, I just feel like, to just put it bluntly, I feel like it's one of those things similar to last year, where when the Buccaneers got in, it was like somebody had to win the division. Somebody had to get a home game. And I don't see much changing because, frankly, none of these teams have done anything really other than, you know, some coaching hires. I mean, like Eddie Dalton. I mean, I love the Red Rifle, but that's what you got backing up in Carolina. So you're about to try to rookie out here on a team that was literally anemic at best on offense. And they were kind of nipping at the Buccaneers' heels. Mm-hmm. The Buccaneers, whatever you think of Tom Brady at the end, he's the best they had going in that division. There's a reason why Tampa won that division. They had the best quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Because newsflash, Jameis was not starting them games in New Orleans. Like, I'm not saying Tom Brady had the best, like, game in the division. I'm saying he was the best one playing every Sunday. He was the best one going out there taking snaps. And this division is completely, in my mind, totally uninspiring. There will be no fireworks coming out of this division. There will be nothing like, you know, we haven't talked much fantasy. I'm telling you right now, forget drafting positions and whether I should get a running back first or receiver. Avoid the NFC South. All they players. I don't care who it is.
Slap boy.
Let them be. Like, when you get to the 10th round of your fantasy draft, start looking at players just to fill up your bench. I do believe that some of the defenses are going to be good. Like, I definitely like Carolina's defense. I even like some of the moves that, and it's been a while, but I even like some of the moves I saw with the Saints. But there's really nobody in this division that stands out. Somebody's got to win it. I think it's probably going to end up being Carolina by default, which would be a great story because of, you know, the quarterback, as long as they can keep him upright. So that's all I got, man.
Well, what's so for those, just grab a drink and just sit down for a while, because we're about to have Paul discuss.
Right. I'm about to go to the bathroom.
Shake and bake. Let's get it. Nah, what you got? Real talk. I love bake. That's my guy. I never thought he was going to be some great quarterback or anything like that. That's not my deal with Baker Mayfield. My deal with Baker Mayfield is I believe that he takes a lot of bullets he doesn't deserve.
I agree with you literally 100%. We are lockstep on that.
With that said, I'm going to go with Carr and Slant Boy out the division.
Okay.
Now, I know Slant Boy going to feel a way about me calling him Slant Boy, but he's Slant Boy. Like the tape, bro. Like, you can't argue with the tape. You Slant Boy. And it's cool that you can run one route and become all pro. So take that as an honor, not necessarily as an insult, in my opinion. That would be my advice for Slant Boy. Run more slants.
Jeez.
So that's where we stop. You got more? Any other team to talk about?
No. For what?
Okay. All right.
Why would I talk about Carolina?
Okay.
Their quarterback is the size of my 11-year-old.
All right, so this is turning into a diss track at this point.
I'm just saying, bro.
No, like, Vaseline part two.
Right.
NFL edition.
Ether. Like, come on,
I'm
now.
Not going to spend as much time as Billy is saying hey, how man, sorry listen, division we gotta, is. They sorry.
We chronicling it's New how Orleans, sorry
they It's New Orleans, right? And then you got Baker Mayfield. But what is that even? In Tampa, what is that even? It's just Baker Mayfield. Like, we wouldn't even be talking about Tampa if Baker Mayfield wasn't there.
This is true.
I'm not even going to get it.
That's exactly my point.
But as the default producer, you got to give me a heads up that you just going to stop right there.
Okay, my bad.
He was like,
facts. Okay, you want me to get into Atlanta?
The end.
You want me to get into Atlanta and they quarterback who started 4 years that I watched not be able to throw and he was still drafted?
That
damn, we don't hit him up. What come on, Pop? What are we doing?
You know who I do like out of Atlanta? I like the kid Tyler Algier, the running back.
Yeah.
I've been following him since he was about 17 years old. And he went down there and he's put in work. So I mess with him in ATL. On that team, but and you know who else I like? I like the what's the boy who do everything? It was used to be with the Patriots and everything. What's that kid's name?
Oh, Swiss Army Knife dude,
Patterson.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Patterson.
Yeah, I rock with him. He a real one. That's just a baller. But outside of them two, like I'm not a Ritter fan. I have nothing really to say about Ritter. I don't even know why you drafted him. He's Josh Johnson to me.
I mean, here's the thing.
He's a young Josh Johnson.
Well, just call it what it is.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, dude. He's who.
But how you gonna say? I ain't really got much to say about him. I don't know why you drafted him. That's saying a lot.
No, what he's essentially saying is, for those of us who obviously we're from Cincinnati, if he weren't a Bearcat, it would be like, Why did y'all go get him?
Okay, I'll give you another one. It's a kid that's in Minnesota right now who got drafted out of BYU. He's the first black quarterback out of BYU. His name's Jaren Hall.
Yep. He was on last night.
I would not. Yeah, he was on last night. I would not pay attention to him if he didn't have that distinction.
Yep.
And it's the kind of same thing like Rev was saying about Ritter. If he was not a Bearcat, I wouldn't give a daggone about him, bro.
Nothing. And that's the problem with this division is you can find, like you said, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, because they moved from other teams. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, it's like,
the teams aren't interesting at all, but they got a couple of players that are. Like you got Bryce Young. You got Mayfield. You got Taysom Hill, right? He's interesting. Ritter. Like, who else we got?
Yeah, well, I'll knock out some people in my room.
Okay. Real quick.
Help All us right. out, please, because
– I got it. So I agree with y'all that the division is not good. Like, it's not great or anything. It's okay.
It's the NFL. So if the Saints are playing the Carolina Panthers on Thursday night, I'm going to watch because it's the NFL. but that's because I love football.
But a quick rundown of teams. I'll start with the quickest team first. Tampa. So they're just they don't have a running game. They don't have a like that's just the beginning of the downfall. You don't have a quarterback and you don't have a running game. Defense is older. And so I got them not being very good. Maybe 5 wins. I'm pushing it at 5, I promise you.
That's your 5 picking.
So now we get to the Carolina Panthers is next up going here. I like what they got going on. I didn't necessarily like them firing Steve Wilks. I thought he had them playing in a better fashion. Yeah. They were in, you know, until second to last week of the season, yeah. They were pushing really hard for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think they're still a year away from being able to complete everything. I actually like Bryce Young. I think he's going to be really good. I think he fits what they want to do, but they traded away DJ Moore. Like, adding small quarterbacks and trading away weapons that's never worked out in history.
That's my point. Yeah. So I can't like him if he doesn't have weapons.
Well, but I think they're gonna have to spend. That's why I said they're gonna have to spend some money to get some weapons. Like, it doesn't make sense that they traded away weapons. Like, it's kind of like the Cowboys when they traded away Amari Cooper to try to find another receiver to replace Amari Cooper with the same
price. That's what I was bringing up in group chat when we were talking about. Yeah.
He's Brown Doug Flutie though, and he doesn't have weapons.
He doesn't have weapons. Well, that's the point. But I think the defense Moore is solid enough to be able to like. But he's not mistake prone. I will say this: it's going now. In a way,
he is mistake prone because he's fragile.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but fragile is fragile. Like, he's not going to be. He's the problem with him is going to be he's not going
if
to
I
throw.
Slam him on his neck, the ball gonna come loose.
No, I don't. He never had that. He played in the SEC. He never had that problem. My issue with him is
he played for Bama.
That's true. He never got breathed.
I let y'all talk. So my problem with Bryce Young this year is going to be the fact that he doesn't want to throw the ball. So his injury is going to happen because he's not throwing picks. Is what I'm trying to get at.
It's going to happen.
He's going to hold on to the ball because he doesn't want to throw a pick.
His style of play is going to necessitate that he's going to get rocked.
Yes.
His comfortability by being a Crimson Tide member.
Oh, he gonna find out in the first preseason game that this shit is different.
Guarded by Fort Knox is going to cause him to hold the ball too long, and they're going to fold him.
Yeah, I'm with. I'm just saying turnovers ain't gonna be his thing. It's going to be the medical tent is gonna be his thing. Until they fix those, like until they get him some weapons to be able to release the ball. Like, it's just that's just what it is. So we can move on from them. I actually think the Falcons are going to be good. They spent a ton of money to fix the defense, and I think Desmond Ritter's okay. I think we're selling the talent short. Let me finish. Bijan Robinson is going to be somewhere in like top 10 discussions of players when we all said and done on careers as far as running backs. Like, dude is special.
You mean Saquon Jr.?
But he's a little more shifty than Saquon too, though. Like, he's a dog. Just trust me on
that. That's true.
Bijan Robinson.
That boy ain't been hit in his life.
We got Kyle Pitts. Just a freak of
Kyle
nature.
Pitts kinda, is a dude.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is they got some pieces. Now you put Cordell Patterson just around the field, wherever it is. So it's really don't mess it up, Desmond Ritter. Like, is kind of where it is. I'm not saying that but Arthur Smith is a coach. He came from the Titans. His thing was, I'm gonna hand this thing off 350 times and minimize what the quarterback has to do. In order for them to win the division, can Desmond Ritter become Ryan Tannehill? Is really all it comes down to. No. Like, can he play at Tannehill level? This is why I'm going.
If Atlanta had been able to keep Mariota, I'd be on everything you say. I would agree with everything you saying now.
Yeah. Okay.
Single syllable of what you saying with Mariota. I just don't believe in Ritter.
Now, keep in mind, I'm not, like, as I'm going from my worst to first, I still got Atlanta with seven wins. So we're not talking world beaters here. I'm just saying,
you're talking real big for a six win team.
Seven, what was it? Eight or whatever.
It
got
8-9.
Yeah.
And hosted a game in 10.
So we're not talking, like, I'm still feel like the division's going to be in that range. Like, I don't have I got the Saints winning the division, but they doing this with an 8-9-9-8 record. Like, so as much love as I just gave to Atlanta, they still a losing team. Like, let's not get that.
A lot of love. I like Algier. That kid ran the hell out of the ball.
No, I just think they have some pieces to be able to win some games is really it. Now, a lot of the wins for them also are going to be in the division. I think they're going to get boat raced when they get outside the division for the most part. So that's why I only got them six wins is it. But I think with Chris Olave and Derek Carr, like I think Derek Carr got a horrible rap for his head coach from last year, not being prepared to be able to play football games. He was not able to tape everybody's practices to be able to give him exact plays that he needed to call. And so I think that's why Derek Carr did struggle last year. I think that him with Chris Olave, Kamara when he comes back, with Michael Thomas, I think that's gonna be formidable. Now, can they run the ball effectively? Because Kamara is a good runner, but he's more like Tony Pollard, where I can give you 10 to 15, but I can't rely on you for 30 carries or 25 or anything like that. So that's gonna be the only decision there. But their defense is legit. Like that's quickly to put it, their defense is a whole problem, is legit. So that's my worst to first. So I guess I'm kind of giving away my picks there. So we'll go with Saints winning division, Atlanta second, Carolina third, and Tampa just with three to four wins and four wins maybe in that range. That's it.
Right. So I agree with you that I believe the Saints.
Yeah, we all on the Saints.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and I don't think
the best quarterback.
And it's not really that
even close. It's not even really close.
Like for real. I personally think that Carolina, I think we're underselling them to be able to move the ball. Like they can run the ball. Mm-hmm. They can run.
They can run the ball. They just,
and I think that's why they towards the end of the season they were able to stay in games. Mm-hmm. I think the Saints will probably crack 10 wins just by virtue of the fact that the division is that weak.
Ain't nobody in that division getting 10 wins.
I got the Saints at 10 wins. I got Carolina at say 8, and everybody else is in that same thing.
Matter of fact, Atlanta on either conference, I don't believe nobody in the South is getting 10 wins.
I got 10. I think here's the thing.
South is showing for every division.
And this goes back to what Andre said. Right. They have to play each other, number one. Number two.
You got Jacks with 9 and Saints with 9.
Here's the thing. I think the Saints, here's what I think. I think Derek Carr is not only the best quarterback in that division, I think he's got the best set of weapons that he can utilize. Right. Atlanta's weapons will be comparable, but Derek Ritter, don't do that to Derek. Carr is so much better than
Tampa they got Godwin and
Evans.
But
if you can't run the ball, we're just gonna play.
It don't all matter coverage. What you got out there running routes if you can't run it. You're right. it don't matter.
We're just gonna back everybody up and
unfortunately
and keep it to damage to a minimum.
And unfortunately, I think Tampa's gonna run the bottom of the division. And unfortunately, I think that Baker's gonna take the heat again for a dysfunctional alignment and setup for a franchise. I think that they're very, like you said, they can't move the ball, they can't run the ball, and they don't block up front all that well. I mean, they're not horrible, but they're not Baker's not going to have a lot of time, and they know they're very predictable because I think that's part of the unfortunate issue with the coaching there. So I got Tampa coming in fourth. Baker's going to take the blame, and by week 8, he'll be sitting on the bench frustrated, and, the narrative will be written in it again. Not that I'm caping for Baker, but I think it's going to be unfair because he's going to end up being held responsible for why Tampa came up. Yeah. So.
I agree with you 100% on that because no Todd Bowles team is –
equipped to score points
ever.
All right, let's call it.
And then they're gonna blame it on Baker. Well, see, I told you he sucked. I'm well, he plays
looking at the end zone, ew, what is that? It's the, right. It's the end zone, my guy.
Yeah, Ty Bowles plays to his games are coached to get out of the building.
Yeah,
He doesn't coach to win. He coaches to
survive.
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah. Survive.
We'll see if we can get this field goal in here to, for the dub. Hey,
Ty Bowles would love to win 3-0 and go home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh man.
Hut!
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks for joining us for another special edition of The Gray Matters. Be sure to follow us on all of our platforms. As usual, we love to hear your comments and suggestions. Please be sure to join us when we take on the AFC and the NFC West in our next special segment. Once again,
we got to be a happier conversation.
All the feedback. Yep. Not so much energy the next time.
Wow.
If you do have gambling problems, please get help. There are plenty of places out there for that. And we look forward to seeing you once again when we cover more of the NFL. And also, please be sure to follow us all NFL season long, as we will be taking time to make sure that we keep you up to date on all the comings and goings of each NFL team. Whatever's interesting, we'll be talking about it here.
Ooh, we're going to have some special guests on Wednesdays too.
Glad for you to follow us in that way. So stay tuned. Be looking for us.
Can I add something?
Sure.
How about Cincinnati folks specifically? We're going to have some of your favorite high school coaches on too.
We are. See, you let the cat out the bag. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's getting big here.
More on
this show getting big.
Yeah. So more on that coming up in the upcoming episodes. So definitely stay tuned. So make sure you continue to follow us here as we do more of The Gray Matters. We look forward to seeing you next time. Be blessed.
Yeah.